We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Sheeta Hancock in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, we have our four most experienced players of the game, and I'm going to ask them all in turn, of course, to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation from the subject which is written on the card in front of me. And according to how well they do this, they will gain points, or their opponents will. And let us begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, the subject, very apt for this program, noise. Can you talk to us about noise for 60 seconds, starting now?
Now, that's an example of noise. The level of noise is increasing up and down the country. I put it down to aeroplanes, largely, and other things like...
Kenneth Williams has challenged you.
Up and down the country, I put it down. Repetition.
Up and down, I put it down, do we? Yes.
Oh, yes.
I thought he was going to give you a repetition of the raspberry at the beginning. Kenneth, I agree with your challenge, so you gain a point for a correct challenge and you take over the subject, and there are 45 seconds left for noise starting now.
Well, of course, we would need to define this semantically, because what some people is noise is to others something very, very pleasant. And I've repeated myself, and so I'm
Sheeta Hancock has challenged you.
Repetition.
Sheeta, I agree with your challenge, and you take over the subject of noise, and there are 33 seconds left, starting now.
This is something I cannot abide. The modern trend towards having transistors on the whole time, blaring out pop music, to me is absolutely appalling. I cherish being able to sit in silence. However, apparently I remember learning at school that the only place where you can get total silence in...
And Clement Freud has challenged
you. You'll never know now.
What was the challenge?
Challenge, Clem.
Repetition of silence.
Of silence, yes. You were going on about your total silence and we'll never know. But Clement Freud, I agree with the correct challenge. You gain a point and you have 13 seconds for noise starting now.
9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee. I always thought the recluse who decided to go to Innisfree must have had a very noisy life with those insects.
Those of you who may not know, the whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking when the whistle is blown gains the extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud. So at the end of the first round, once again, Clement Freud has a lead of 1 over everybody else. Clement, it's your turn to begin, and the subject for you is fruit cup. Can you talk to us about fruit cup for 60 seconds, starting now?
One of the most significant things about hibernating hedgehogs is their total abstention from fruit cup. Never do animals...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Hesitation.
No, I don't think he hesitated.
Where well, he slowed hesitated? Up for a while.
Yeah, because he thought...
I mean, I speeded up a bit earlier.
He was terrified when he went on about a hedgehogs and fruit cup that you were going to challenge him. So anyway, no, I disagree with the challenge. It wasn't a hesitation. Clement, therefore, has a point for an incorrect challenge. He keeps the subject, fruit cup, 50 seconds left, starting now.
Tortoises in the summer month, however, adore fruit cup. Mint, borage, apple, banana, pear... grapefruit, damson...
Sheeta Hancock has challenged. Why?
Deviation, because I don't think he can generalise about tortoises. My next-door neighbour's tortoise doesn't like fruit cup. So, I mean, he can't...
Yes, if he can... Yes, but he was saying that all tortoises like fruit cup, wasn't it? And he can't prove that point.
No.
And you can make out a very good case for saying that tortoise doesn't like it. So I think that's a good challenge, Sheeta.
So I
think you deserve a point for it. So you take over, and the audience... Some one person in the audience... 34
seconds. Tortoise owning neighbour.
There are 34 seconds for fruit cup, Sheeta, starting now.
You take a bottle of fizzy lemonade and a fairly good sauterne and a dash of brandy, put in some mint and bits of orange and lemon and some sugar, mix it all together, put it in a pretty punch bowl and ladle it out into attractive glasses. There can be nothing more pleasant on a hot summer's evening or even a cold winter's night. night. If it's winter...
Peter Jones got in first with the challenge, shall
we? Repetition of winter.
I agree with your challenge of the repetition, and you have 7 seconds for fruit cup starting now.
Soda water is a very important ingredient if you're trying to economise. The ordinary variety will do, but...
was speaking then when the whistle went. And the end of that round, Peter has 2 points, and so has Sheila. Kenneth has 1, but Clement's in the lead with 3. Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin. The subject, finding a caterpillar in the salad. I don't know whether this happened to you, it's happened to many people, but would you talk about it for 60 seconds starting now?
Well, actually, this reminds me of an absolutely traumatic experience in my childhood. I had school dinners, and one day I really did find a caterpillar in my salad. And being a very shy child, I hardly dared mention it. And I nibbled a bit of it, trying to disguise the fact that it was there, but it made me feel so sick that eventually I did attract the attention of my teacher and say, "There is a caterpillar in my salad." Whereupon she didn't believe me and said, "You will stay there until you have finished that salad." And I honestly had to sit there for the entire lunch hour and eat the salad, caterpillar and all. However, I do believe that things have improved since, and I'm sure that children don't get caterpillars in their salad anymore. I always take the precaution of washing each lettuce leaf separately, and I put salt on to kill any
it was such a pathetic story.
It's nobody true. It's absolutely true.
No, but you were getting a bit taut at the end, keeping going. Nobody wanted to challenge you, Sheila, because they had such sympathy for this childhood experience that you had. And of course, when you start with the subject and finish with it, as Sheila did then, and nobody has done that for some considerable time in just a minute, she gains 2 points for doing that, and so Sheila has now got the lead at the end of that round. Well done. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. Louis Lumiere. Do you know something about him? And can you talk to us about him for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I believe he, with his brother Auguste Lumière, did start in public showing moving pictures. They were revolutionary at the time and could be fairly said to be the precursors of the modern cinema, where the people come up out of the floor playing the organ, all lit up so beautifully. Oh, how romantic that idea is, coming out of the floor playing an organ.
Has challenged you.
He came out of the floor too often.
Yes, he did.
Once.
He only come out once is enough. There are 32 seconds left for Louis Lumiere. You have the subject, Clement, starting now.
Louis Lumiere's second son was one who didn't.
Kenneth Williams got his first answer. Hesitation, yes, Kenneth. Now you have Louis Lumiere, and there are 24 seconds left on Louis Lumiere starting now.
Well, he said to his wife, you know, "How do you think I'm going to do this?" And she said, "Well, obviously by doing an image twice and then shoving it through a reel and have a little bit of difference in one drawing for the other. And therefore they were seen, when you show them very quickly on this cylinder, as though the whole thing is moving." And he said, "Well, that's a very..."
So Louis Lumiere got some points for Kenneth Williams. Peter Jones, your turn to begin, and the subject is attracting attention, something we all do in this game at different times. Would you talk about it for just 1 minute, starting now?
Because everybody here in this country is so well-mannered and polite and dull, it's becoming increasingly difficult to do it because they ignore you. If you are lying
Kenneth
drunk...
Kenneth Williams has challenged you.
Yes, why? Because twice. Because everyone in this country, and then because they call you.
Kenneth, you gain a point for the correct challenge, and you have 47 seconds for attracting attention. Oh, dear. Attract attention in 47 seconds, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, you can do this in various ways. I mean, some people do it by setting themselves a lie. Other people do it by shouting the odds, and other people get up. And I've said other people 3 times. Isn't that ludicrous?
Peter Jones has challenged you.
Incoherence.
Well, actually...
He sounded as though he'd been switched on at the wrong speed.
but he was certainly attracting attention, wasn't he?
Well, yes, he was, yes.
But he very sportingly gave away, as you were quite incoherent, what he said was, and he said he did repeat himself. So, Peter, you have the subject, 1 point more to you, 41 seconds left, starting now.
Lying drunk on the pavement. People step over you. They try to avoid...
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
Well, he's not discussing attracting attention.
Well, if someone's lying drunk on the pavement, I think that's attracting a great deal of attention.
No, he's just said people step over them, dear. Weren't you listening? They step over them. They can't be attracting any attention, can they? The great fool.
Yes, they go round them.
Pete! Kenneth, all I can say is if they weren't attracting attention, they would step on them.
I'm explaining how difficult it is
to attract attention.
I'm all with you on this one, Peter.
Oh, yes, thank you very much.
You have
that's
a point.
Very nice. You,
36 seconds.
You're doing an awfully good job, I think.
You see how fickle they are with their feelings towards the chairman. Right, 36 seconds for attracting attention, Peter, starting now.
When they were first driving motor cars, they had a man in front walking on foot, a pedestrian, carrying a red flag in order...
Kenneth Williams has challenged you again.
No, it's not her. It's not true. It's her. It's deviation. That wasn't done with railway trains. It wasn't done with cars.
It was done with motor cars.
On the contrary, it was. Never. There is no historical accuracy in that statement whatsoever.
Well, I prepared to back my opinion on that one and say that Peter Jones has another point. Peter... You have 27 seconds for attracting attention, starting now.
On the stage, it's rather easier to do it because you have the benefit of the lights. And other actors sometimes assist by looking upstage to where one is, if one is able to get there.
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
2-1.
There were 2-1. I give it to you this time, Kenneth. You have a correct challenge and 14 seconds for attracting attention, starting now.
Well, Amelia Bloomer did it outside Buckingham Palace by removing her crinoline, and the public cried, "What ho!" when she walked around in drawers. And that, of course, did draw, as you might say, quite a lot of attention.
Right, well, you certainly attracted attention to yourself there, Kenneth, and you have gained some points trying very hard all throughout, and at the end of that round, you have leapt into the lead.
Oh, quite right. It's a disgrace. I wasn't there before. Absolute disgrace. I haven't been so much cheap and I've been there already.
You usually get more excited about it, but anyway, you have a lead of one over all the others, and they're all equal
quite
in second
right,
place at the moment.
Only justice seems to be done, quite right.
Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. The subject is lifesavers. Can you talk to us about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
Soon after I had finished reading a book entitled How to Remain Sexually Uninvolved Administering the Kiss of Life, I received my badge as a lifesaver on the beaches of Lowestoft and neighbouring sands. The inspector for East Anglia came along and pinned the lifesaver's badge on my left breast, which caused a nasty inflammation. Whereupon...
Peter Jones's challenge on your left breast. What was it?
It was a repetition of the life-saving badge.
No, you see, the word is, the subject is lifesavers, and we have established, Peter...
Well, he mentioned the badge twice, didn't he?
No, the lifesaver's badge, he mentioned only once the badge.
Oh, I see.
Yes. We thought it was the breast you were fascinated with. Anyway, it's an incorrect challenge, so Clement Freud gains a point. He keeps the subject 30 seconds left, starting now.
Having qualified, I was able to grow tall and bronzed and pick up a better class of woman than I would otherwise have achieved had I remained a puny, pale, non-swimming specimen.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Why? Deviation. I don't think that's necessarily true, because a better class of women usually like puny, little things like you.
I think it is obvious, Sheila, that the audience are on your side, and there's obviously some better class of women who do like these puny sort of people. And you've got a very good point, and the only fair thing I can do is give you a point, and the subject, of course, 14 seconds for lifesavers, starting now.
However, being rather common myself, I do prefer the large, brawny lifesavers that you see on the beaches in Spain. I don't, however, particularly like the fact...
The Clement Freud has challenged
me. Repetition of however.
Yes.
Being however,
yes.
I
Be
don't
however, know. Yes. Tough, but accurate. So you have 4 seconds, Clement, for lifesavers starting now.
Help me save my flesh, shout.
Save your flesh.
How subtle can you get?
Well, he meant after the inspector had lacerated his breast.
Oh. How to become a lifesaver without getting kiss of life. The kiss of life, your bronze left breast and your lifesaver's flesh and all the rest gave you a very definite lead at the end of that round, Clement Freud. Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin, and the subject is independence. Can you talk to us about that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something I would advocate everybody developing, because ultimately I believe we are all totally alone. It starts from the minute when you start...
No, and nobody's challenged you.
I stand up.
Kate, you mustn't commit yourself out of your own mouth. Peter Jones challenged.
Yes, I did, reluctantly, because I wanted to hear what she was going to say.
Yeah. We all did, but you challenged.
Yes, because I thought she was probably expecting it, and I never like to disappoint ladies.
Peter, why did you challenge?
What?
Why did you challenge?
Because she said start twice.
Repetition.
Repetition of start, yes.
Oh, I thought it was for hesitation. All right, start. So, Peter, you have a correct challenge, and you have 47 seconds for independence, starting now.
It's something that we should encourage our children to try to acquire, and if we're able to present them with a philosophy which will assist them at whatever age they find themselves when the moment comes to leave the parental home, then they will be...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
Well, I mean, it was all so full of stops and oughts and so on. Yes, it's all a load of rubbish. I mean, he was just hesitating all the time, really, and just got it slowed down.
That it was a bit dreary,
it was going to go on like that all the time.
So, Kenneth, for that lively challenge, we give you a point and 25 seconds to continue with independence, starting now.
Independence was achieved, of course, the Boston Tea Party, by these colonial people who broke away from us and defied George, the rightful king, and thus made themselves into the United States of America. Now the Americans, of course, do inherit...
Kevin, for this challenge, you why?
The usual challenge, of course.
Oh, you wicked thing, you. Every week he has an of course, and there was this great romance that's flourished throughout just a minute between these two sitting right, and he's now slowly killing it. Of course, is a correct challenge. You gain a point, Clement, and you have 7 seconds for independence, starting now.
Thomas Jefferson.
Clever Kenneth Williams is challenging.
His name is Jefferson, says deviation.
You didn't mean Jefferson.
You did, I can
you
see
did,
by
you
your
thought
face.
About the American War of Independence, of course.
Because you took it out from the Boston
Tea Party. Yes,
you're quite right. You were in America mentally. I agree with your challenge, Kenneth. You have a point. 5 seconds for independence starting now.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was what he advocated. And how beautiful those sentiments sound.
Kenneth was then speaking when the whistle went, so at the end of that round, he's gone back into the lead, and this time alongside Clement Freud. And it's a very close contest, because Peter Jones is only 3 points behind, and Sheila's only 4 points behind the two of them. And Kenneth, it's your turn to begin.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I can't get me oar in this week at all.
We've had plenty of oars.
No, I've had enough. I don't feel I've fulfilled myself.
Well, here's a wonderful subject.
What is
it? For you to fulfill.
Yeah, go on. Get it out, hurry up.
Keep on about this expression of getting things out. I wish
Get on with it. I'm all for modernity.
My vibrations.
Ah. I'm sorry. I thought you meant yours were going. That's the subject, is it?
Yes, that's the subject.
Oh, my vibrations.
Oh, yes.
I've
had a little think about it. Now, go on it.
Well, when you hold
on. Wait a minute, just a second. He's keen, good. Right, 60 seconds starting now.
I was taken by this medical examining board into this room and told to hold these electrodes, and they said, watch this diagram, and it will flicker according to the impulses that vibrate from your body. And we can determine from this what your appetites are in every single respect. And I said, yeah, do you mean eating? And they said, more than that, mate. We can tell what you'd be like on the job. I said, good gracious, do you mean in combat? They said, exactly. What other kind of job do you think the army... Oh, I've said it twice.
Sheila Hancock challenged
yes,
you.
Yes, she would.
But... repetition is job.
I agree with your challenge, and you have my vibrations, and you have 23 seconds left for it starting now.
They vary according to my mood. If I'm feeling terse, they turn people off. However, if I'm feeling happy and gay, I draw people towards my enemies.
Peter Jones has challenged you what?
Repetition of people.
Yes,
and also she said feeling
twice. They were different
twice,
people, though.
Which everybody missed. There were different people, but you still repeated it, Sheila, so Peter has a point, and there are 12 seconds for my vibrations, Peter, starting now.
You can buy electric machines for...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Repetition, I've already discussed it.
Yes, but Peter Jones has not said electric machines.
Well, it's the same thing. In the same round, same thing's discussed, so that goes to me, back me.
I get a point.
No. Yours was a testing machine.
If you want to finish your story, do you? Have you got something delicious to tell us?
Oh, I could go into a lot of other stories.
Oh, well, no. It wasn't a correct challenge because Peter Jones had not used any of those words, expressions in this particular round, so he has a point for an incorrect challenge. 7 seconds for my vibrations, Peter, starting now.
And it has a vibrating head with little rubber fingers on it. It's the best cure for dandruff apart from decapitation that you could possibly have. Also, stimulating.
This is about the keenest contest we've had for quite some time because Sheila is in fourth place with 7 points. But she's only 2 points behind our three equal leaders, Peter Jones, Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams. So what about that? Peter Jones, you're in good form and it's your turn to begin. And the subject is pets. So can you talk to us on pets for 60 seconds starting now?
We have several at our home. Two cats, one black and one tabby. A tadpole, I hope it's still survived. It did this morning, was alive, was given a small piece of meat just before I left. And a terrapin, as well as several live worms. They are for fishing purposes and will no doubt meet their doom at the weekend when they're taken down to Richmond or Kingston and thrown into the Thames at the end of a line with a hook through their guts.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
I don't think you can call those pets.
I quite agree, Sheila. I wonder when someone's going to challenge. Those are bait. No, I think if something's a pet, the true meaning of a pet is something that you love and nurture and you don't throw it to the fish.
True.
So, Sheila, I'm with you on this one. You have a correct challenge. You have another point and 25 seconds for pets starting now.
I've got two horrible cats. One is called Tarquin and the other Peep. The first one is quite attractive, but the second one is an unmarried mother.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
They're horrible, they can't be attractive. I mean, it does seem...
Oh, that's true.
Oh, they can attract in a horrific sense.
Oh,
that's true.
That's true.
That's
true.
Cats, this feline quality they have...
Yeah, you ought to be a lawyer.
So Sheila has a...
Very good.
Thank you, Kelly. Sheila has another point, and at this particular moment, they are all equal, by the way. And Sheila, you have 14 seconds for pets starting now.
It conned us into letting it in, whereupon it went up to my...
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
I don't understand the language.
Well, you've got to be very careful when you challenge at this stage of the game.
I am being very careful. I mean, what is the English of condus? What does condus mean? Condus.
A con man cons.
A con man cons.
And this particular cat is a sort of con cat.
Are you saying that cats play confidence tricks?
All the time.
I do agree that cats can con. If you're talking in just a minute with the pressure of three people trying to challenge you, you must use very colloquial phrases on occasions, which is exactly what Sheila did. So it was an incorrect challenge. Sheila has another point. And 10.5 seconds for pets, Sheila, starting now.
Having tricked its way in, it went up to my little girl's toy cupboard and had 5 kittens. So we then had 7. It was an alarming prospect because...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
She said we had 7. Did she have 7 kittens?
We had 7 pets.
No, she had 7. She could have said 7 pets, but I was quite clear that she had got 7.
And so was I.
So was I.
And it was a very touching little story.
Yes.
And I think you're doing very well.
And there is only 1 second left for pets with you, Sheila Hancock, starting now.
Sheba and...
Well, For those of you who have been feeling the tension in the audience, I have to tell you that we have no time to play any more, just a minute, so I have to read you out the final result. You probably guessed it, because Sheena Hancock, in spite of tremendous pressures, particularly from Kenneth Williams and all the other men, the three male competitors in this game came equal in second place with 9 points. But they were this week beaten by our only lady competitor, Sheena Hancock, with 2 points. I hope that you have enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute from all of us here. Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.